The U.S. has so far launched 9 strikes against alleged drug-carrying vessels in the Caribbean Sea and the Eastern Pacific Ocean, and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is defending the Trump administration's actions.
This is an operation against narco-terrorists, as the Department of War characterizes them, the Al-Qaeda of the Western Hemisphere. These are well-funded, dangerous, violent drug cartels that operate as terrorists who are flooding our country with drugs. The United States is going to deal with it.
The latest U.S. strike on Wednesday killed 3 people in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. At least 37 people have been killed in the 9 strikes that began last month. I'm Donna Water.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.